it's definitely worth it all, isn't it? Amen. I have a card I forgot to read earlier. Just wanted to thank the church for the flowers, call, visits, but most of all, your prayers during my stay in the hospital. Love in Christ, Frank. Does anyone have anything on your heart this morning? Don't get concerned about the notes. This is weeks worth. Joanne thought I was going to preached the whole book of Psalms this morning when she saw these notes. Amen. This morning, if you want to have your Bibles, you want to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. This is a message that I'd started some time back. I think I preached one message out of it on Sunday morning, and I have been several Wednesdays and Sunday evenings. We have talked about some things in this message, but this is a message about choosing wisely, but this morning I'm going to focus in an area of it. But Deuteronomy chapter 30, and the children of Israel was about to go into the promised land. Moses was giving them some things to talk about or to think about, and telling them about some choices that had to be made. 40 years earlier, they was getting ready to go in. They hadn't been in out of Egypt long, and they were getting ready to go in. He sent some spies into the Canaan land, and they came back. 10 of them said, no, there's no way we can go. 2 said, "We can. God will be with us. Yeah, there's giants over there, but God will be with us. And so they chose, went with the 10. They had made a bad choice 40 years earlier. And here Moses was warning them. And here in chapter 30, and if you would stand with me, we'll start reading about verse 11. The Bible says, "For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that we should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it." And today, I want to, this next verse, I want to reiterate this, that this is, Moses was telling them, there's not something new that we're looking for. There's not someone else that we're looking for. He says here in verse 14, "But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land where thou goest to possess it." You know, everything really sounded good up to this point, didn't it? And that's the way in the Christian walk today. There's a lot of blessings. There's a lot of promises. There's a lot of things that we can look to and that we can cash in on. But there's that word in verse 17, but, you know, we've got these blessings, you got these promises, but, he says, "If thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and thy seed may live. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this passage. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, that you give us blessings and life. But Lord, we have to choose. The Bible tells us that we choose daily what we decide to do. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to make the right decisions, that we would choose wisely. We'd choose life and go the way of everlasting life. Father, forgive us, cleanse us. Touch my vocabulary this morning. Lord, I pray you illuminate my thinking. I pray, God, that you would minister to us today. Father, we love you and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Me and the kids a lot we'll play games, and of course I trick them sometimes, but we'll put something in their hands and guess which one, and I trick them a lot, but it's a guessing game, and you got two choices, and one of them's right, one of them's wrong. And so that's the way what Moses was saying today in this passage. And we've looked, and in verse 11 through 14, we see personal choices. He said it was a command, and it's about the matter of the heart. It's about where the heart is, and what's number one in our life, and what it is that's a number one in our life will be our heart, and that'll be a directus, and that'll our vocabulary, and a lot of things will come out of what's in the heart. And I ask you, what's number one thing in your life? That's what's in your heart. The second thing was some practical choices. He said, you go right or wrong. There's only two roads. There's only two ways. And the Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's problematic choices. And he comes down here in verse 17, and he hits in three areas. He says, but if thine heart turn away, we have looked at this about the heart and about our love, and it focuses in on the love, and I have preached, I can't even count the messages on one way to know where we are. The church of Ephesus in the book of Revelation, the Bible said they lost their first love. And I went through, I think, 12 different things of how we know that we are losing our first love. But then he's come from the love here to life. And in this today that we want to look at, that he says here in verse 17, but if our heart turn away, so that thou will not hear. This is our life, and this is a choice we have to hear or not. And I've kind of put a title on this one, Spiritual Hearing Aids. Kind of tagged it today, and I'm afraid so often we need spiritual hearing aids. Now, I read a thing of a guy that had got hearing aids, and he said that it took him some getting used to when he started hearing things he wasn't used to hearing. He wasn't used to hearing the clicker on the signal light. He wasn't used to hearing different clicks and different things that his hearing had gone, and it took a while to get used when he got to where he could hear again. And I'm afraid if we get to where we hear spiritually, it might take us a while, because we might start hearing some things that's been there that we just hadn't been paying attention to. And Moses said here to listen. if thine heart turn, or thou wilt not hear. And the word hear here is the word, Hebrew word shama, which means to listen and perceive to the point of obedience. It goes further than just hearing. It's and listening. It's listening with the intent of obeying what it says. That's a different world. That's a totally different. See, Rhonda has diagnosed my hearing with selective hearing. Dennis got it too, Emma says. And probably most of us men do have it. We have, Carl throwed his hand up. Yeah, we're guilty. We admit. It's selective hearing. We hear what we want to hear. I wonder if the Lord says, not just you men, but y'all got it. And we think about selective hearing. Some folks are just hard of hearing. And I told Rhonda, sometimes I think it's something between my brain and my ear that just don't connect. She's not bought that. But a lot of times hearing loss is we're not interested. A lot of times if it's something that I am really not interested, can I be honest? I lose focus. I kind of, it don't register. When it's subjects and things that I'm not real interested in, when Rhonda's got all these chores that I need to do, I lose all interest. I just don't hear. And but Moses is here talking about the hearing and the listening. James said, don't be hearers only, but doers of the word. See, that would go in with this word here. And Gary's a smiling. He's been reading the book of James. I'm going to go ahead and I'll get in good trouble. I've done been poking at Rhonda. Gary said, we went on vacation. I read through the book of James every day. That were 4 or 5 times he read through. He said, man, oh. I said, well, you got to remember the book of James was written by Jesus' brother. He lived with Jesus every day. And I said, so he knowed how it felt to live with somebody that's perfect. And I said, and Rhonda really struggles with that. But James said, don't just hear, but do what you hear. Put the words into action. Get involved. Let the word of God sink into your heart and in your mind and get a hold of it and live out what the Bible says to do. See, this is spiritual hearing. It is no coincidence that 7 times in the book of Revelation chapters 2 and 3, it said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. He is talking to the church. He is talking to the 7 churches here, but he's talking to the church. And every single thing that he says, if you don't do this, I'll do this. But if you do repent, I'll do this. But then he puts in there, he that's got an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. See, I'm so afraid. I've got notes everywhere. I may have to preach the whole thing over. I'm so afraid that we don't put on our spiritual hearing aids, that we get lethargic in our hearing. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11, of whom we have many things to say. He was talking about Melchizedek and Jesus being the high priest after the order of Melchizedek. He said, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Or the word dull could be, you're not interested in these deep matters of God. There's no animation in your life when it comes to the spiritual matters. See, and I'm afraid that's where a lot of Christians are today in their walk with the Lord. We're happy to have fire insurance. We're happy to be on our way to heaven. But when it comes to the deep matters and the spiritual matters of God and the deep down and getting into the Word of God and letting it permeate into our being, the Bible says the Word is like a sword that cuts into dividing asunder. It goes all the way to the bone and to the marrow, and it'll change you from inside out if we will listen and allow and put it to her in practice in our lives. It's hard, isn't it? It don't come easy. You might say, well, what are you saying? It takes hours. You have to read the Word and read it and read it and allow God to speak to you through it. And you might say, well, preacher, I don't understand it. Then keep reading it. And ask the Spirit. See, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit moved upon men, and men wrote down the words of God in the Bible and was moved on and led to by the Spirit. And if the same Spirit that was in these guys lives within me, and so often I've said this prayer when I'd sat down to study, and honest, God be my witness, Lord, I ask your Spirit to speak to me and reveal to me the same way you did to the guy that wrote this. Open up my mind, open up my heart, and reveal to me exactly what you're saying. See, I can read a story. I can't just pick up a book and read something one time and have it. I've got to go, I've got to read, and once I get it. That's the way it is with God's Word. That's the way it is with allowing Him. And Moses was saying here to listen. We hear sermons, we hear Sunday school lessons, we hear things on the radio, but do we listen? Do we let it sink in? Do we let it change who we are? See, the Bible is the only book that will actually change you. It's not a self-help book. It is the book that will help you. It is the book that will change you. It is the book that no other book can change a human life like the Bible can. See, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. God was speaking, but people wasn't getting the message. In Deuteronomy here in this time, God spoke, but they wasn't getting the message. In the New Testament churches, here in the book of Revelation also, in different passages, God speaks, but they just wasn't getting it. How often today God speaks? God speaks to us in so many ways. He speaks to us through His Word. He speaks through the preaching of the Word. He speaks through the taught Word. He speaks through so many different ways. So often He'll speak to a song. And we hear, but we're not getting the message. I want to look at just a few things here. See, some deliberately reject the truth. Reject what the Bible says. 2 Timothy 4:4, the Bible says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. I'm afraid that across America today that we have got itching ears, and that we would rather hear somebody that's a real good speaker, somebody that can really a good orator and can really lay it right down and tell good stories and bring it in and make us feel good about ourselves and help us to walk out with a smile on our face. We have started then taking unto ourselves fables, taking unto ourselves things that everybody else is saying, and taking things and allowed it to direct us, allowed it to come in and come into our lives and our hearts instead of the Word of God. See, we turn away from the truth. I'm glad that I'm in a church that likes the truth. So often I hear, "Preach it, preacher. Tell us the truth. That's what I want to hear. Tell us the Word of God." Well, glory, hallelujah, that's a good thing. It's not welcome everywhere. See, what happens when we start believing lies and fables, we'll believe anything. We get away from the truth of the Word of God, we'll just open up and just accept anything. In Ephesians 4:14, the Bible says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning and craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. If we're not careful, we'll be deceived. God said in the Bible that he allowed them to believe a lie and be damned. Well, I don't want to be in that crowd. I don't want to think I'm doing right. And then all of a sudden wake up and say, "Boy, you believed a lie." And then spend eternity in hell over denying the truth and not listening to the truth and hearing what God says. Some deliberately rejects the truth. Some are talking too much. I've been in this crowd. You ever been in conversation with somebody that you can't tell us to get through a story because they butt in and they've got two to tell you? And you wind up doing more listening than you do talking. I'm afraid we do God like that. We run in and get down on our knees and go to praying. And we put out our spiritual Christmas list. And we tell him everything he needs to do. And how he needs to do it. And what he needs to give us. And then we say amen and run out there like the building's on fire. Amen? Well, how in the world can we hear if that's the way it is? He does all the listening. Kind of like me and Rhonda. I've got her shut out, and I tell her what I want to hear, and then I cut it back off. I'm kidding, it ain't that bad, but... James 1:19, back to James, Gary. "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak." Do you ever wonder why God gave us one mouth and two ears? Well, if we had two mouths, we'd be in a whole lot of trouble, wouldn't we? I think he expects us to listen twice as much as we talk. Anything to that, Tim? Could be. Logical, isn't it? Some deliberately reject the truth. Some are talking too much. And then some are not on the same frequency. We're on a different frequency. And we used to have radios at Crawford that was hit up on, I forget which mountain, but it would go, it had the signal, and it would go there, and then it would go to other places. And you had to be on the right signal to get where it could go about. If you hit another one, it would just go from radio to radio, and they couldn't hear you, all the other radios. You had to be on the right frequency. You had to have the right signal. And I'm afraid that there's a lot that today that we're not on the right frequency in the things of God. We're not allowing the Holy Spirit to move and listening to Him. And we've got our frequency set on something else that we like to hear. Let me ask you, what are you listening to through the week? Now, I can say, what are you listening to? But what are we listening, spiritually listening to also? What is it that we're setting our affections on? The Bible says, set your affection on things above. What is it that we listen to? See, that we have a lot of voices through the week that'll speak to you. You might say, preacher, you're about to lose it if you're hearing voices. But there's a lot of different things that wants our attention. You just, in the world today, there's a lot of things begging for attention. There's a lot of things that's calling your name. And there's that song I just thought of, and they probably play it on 88.3, The Voice of Truth. Tells me a different story. The voice of truth tells me. He said, it's that giant in that song, and I hadn't even thought about this till just then. That giant's calling out my name. You imagine that giant that day making fun of David. And he was calling out, and he said, you're just a little punk. You don't even deserve to be in this valley against a champion like me. I'm going to stomp you, you little punk. But David didn't listen to him. Glory, hallelujah. David listened to the voice of truth. David listened to God that said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. David also looked at his past experiences and he said, I've killed a lion, I've killed a bear, and I'm going to kill you. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to cut your head off. And he didn't even have a knife. Woo! I tell you, that excites me. That's what happens if you're old redneck. I mean, it's one thing tell a man you're going to black his eye. It's another thing tell him you're going to cut his head off and you ain't even got a knife in your pocket. All he had was a few rocks and a leather strap. And he said, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to take your knife and I'm going to kill you with your own knife because God is my power. I'm going to trust in Him, not what man can do. John says in 1 John 4, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. If you ever want to try anything, try it with Jesus Christ, Him crucified, risen from the dead, ascended into heaven, and coming back. Because if it's the Antichrist and other world, that they will not go along with that. He said down in verse 6, we are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us, whereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. I want to listen to the spirit of truth. See, maybe we need to tune in spiritually. Get our hearing aids. You know, a lot of hearing aids now, these different apps and different things, and you can tune it in. They've got devices that you can have in the church that'll tune in to the sound system. And you can put these hearing devices in your ears and it'll pick up on the sound system of this church. A lot of them have got in homes now that they'll pick in and tie into the television. And that you can set and your hearing aid will be in tune on the same channel as the television. And our spiritual hearing aids that we need to have them tuned in to what thus saith the Word of God. Thus saith the Spirit. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. See, I'm going to say a lot of words here in a little bit. I mean, I already have. I'm going to say a few more. And it's hard for you to get all these, everything I've said, because I speak so fast, sound like an auctioneer part of time. And it's hard for you to divide and pick and choose and get in. Well, let me give you a little bit of advice. We're going to come to close service here. And I'm going to quit wiping the sweat and take me a big drink of water. And I'm going to say, everybody come. If the Lord spoke to you this morning, listen to the Spirit. See, allow the Spirit to touch your heart. Because every one of us in here today, and I venture to say, has got something that the Lord wants to deal with us about. Sometimes He wants to encourage us. Sometimes He wants to convict us. Sometimes He wants to just say, keep on keeping on, you're doing the right thing. Sometimes He'll open our ears up to pray for somebody else. I want to give you just a few hearing aids here, and then I'll let you go. The first thing is to choose to hear. Make the choice. Now, when I was young, I blowed my ears out with rock and roll music. And then I've worked on top of that. I've worked in construction for years, and not with hearing aids. And I ought to listen to Carl a little better. Carl told me I need to put my earplugs in. But lots of times, if I'm in a crowd, just say like up to Fellowship Hall yesterday or after church dismisses and we're going out, and you're talking to me, and there's 15 or 20 other people in here or not far from us talking, I really have a hard time hearing. Because everything runs together. All the background noise and what to say, and lots of time. And to hear you, if you notice, sometimes I'll watch your lips. And I have to get real close, and I have to really focus in on what you're saying, or I'll miss it. I mean, I honestly, be selective hearing or whatever, but it just don't hit, and it don't set in, and it don't register, because I've got all this noise, and I'm just really not. So I have to make a decision that I'm going to focus and hear. If we want to hear God spiritually, we've got to focus in on listening. Because I can take off through the Bible and read through it so quick. Well, I can't read that quick, but I can just thumb through it. Or I can read it. And I can say, whoa, let me read that verse again. Because it spoke to my heart. Something really. And then I start hearing a little more intently. What about he listening to the Spirit of God? You might say, preacher, you're getting mystical. You're getting way out there on us. See, if you're saved this morning, God's Holy Spirit lives within inside of you. And He, just not to do that, to take up room, He's done that to help direct your life. And to guide you in the ways, and me in the ways that we ought to be. And see, are we listening to Him? It's not some mystical voice way out yonder. It's from within, because He dwells within the life of the believers. I think we forget that sometimes. He dwells in the temple. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we need to listen intently. See, many Christians, and just like me in conversations like that, when there's a lot of noise around, I want to hear, but I don't listen intently enough, and I pick up a few words here and there. Enough to get me in trouble. Amen? And then when I tell Rhonda what somebody told me, she said, are you sure? That's, well, yeah, it's what I heard. Well, what I heard was this, and I missed three words, and I heard another word, and I missed three or four more, and I heard another word, and then I just tied in the words. And see, spiritually, if we don't focus in on hearing, thus saith the Word of God, and thus saith the Spirit of God, we'll catch a word here, we'll catch a word there, we'll catch a word here, and then we'll fill in the blanks. And then we're in a whole heap of trouble, because we've got the gospel, we've got the things of God kind of twisted around to the way we believe and saying what I want it to say. Does that make any sense? Would you say amen, preacher? You're right on there. It's because we don't listen intently enough to the things of God. I've got one finger out and four back. Hearing starts with a simple choice of really listening. Amen? Now, when everybody goes out here and to see me in fellowship hall, they'll say, "Preacher." I'll tell you, sometimes somewhere else, we've got a joke some friends told. A guy said, "He don't hear good, you really got to talk loud to him." But go to the voice. When we hear the voice, a lot of times Rhonda will be on one end of the house, I'll be on the other, and she'll say something. I'll say, "What?" To get the meaning and to hear what she's saying, I have to go on the other end of the house to the voice. If I stay down there, I'm not going to hear a whole lot. And a lot of times, we don't go to the voice. Let me share a verse with you. In Mark 1:35, "And in the morning, rising up great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." This was Jesus. He'd been battling demons. He'd been doing so many things so bad. And he got up real early in the morning. And he went off where nobody else was. And he went to the voice. He went right straight to the throne of God. He went to Daddy. He said, "Father, I've come to you again. I need help through this day. I've got a lot of things ahead of me. I've got a lot of problems as a face. I've got some things. I've got to accomplish your will and carry out what you've got in mind for me. And I don't want to hear it secondhand. I don't want to hear it from somebody else. I don't want anything to distort what's coming on. I want it straight from you this morning. Will you let me have it?" And I tell you, as when we go to the voice, that there's no interruptions. There's nothing that comes in between us. And we block the devil out. And we say, "God, will you speak to me today?" Boy, that's when we start listening with our hearts. That's when we start carrying out what God has got in mind for us to do. And another one is master the text. You can't hear God from apart from His Word. Right here, now sometimes I have to read it several times to get it. I can hear it and I'll lose it. I can see it lots of times, but if you read it and it ever gets settled, you won't forget it. You'll get the text. You'll get the message through the written, inspired Word of God. Jeremiah 29:13. God said, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with all your heart." That is when you're going to find me. It's when you quit playing games and you quit putting things off. And you quit saying one thing and doing another, and you search me out with all your heart. And you say, "Far greater than anything in this world, I want to hear from you, God. I want to be a servant of yours, and I really want you to direct my life." And we put everything else aside. Folks, God said, "That's when you'll find me. It's when you search for me. All of your heart." I wish, I'm going to tell you something sad that's going to break some of your hearts. I can't give you everything you need on Sunday morning. I can't give it to you Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You got to search for yourself. I'll do the very best I can, and I'll study, and I'll pray, and I'll ask God to direct me, and I'll ask and give message. But if you want to hear from God, don't take it through me. I'm liable to get messed up. Go straight to the source. Go to the other end of the house. Say, God, I'm here. I need you, and I want you to speak to me. I want you to direct me and help me in my life and get me in the decision making that I am getting ready to make a big decision. I'm getting ready to make a small decision. I'm getting ready to make a middle of the road decision. No matter what, God, I need your direction. Amen. See, there may be some here that needs direction financially today. There may be some here that needs some spiritual counseling through the Word of God, that needs God to help. Some needs encouraged. There may be some here that say, boy, I need to get closer to the Lord. I've kind of backed off. I've kind of slacked off in some things. There may be some here that said, you know what? I need to get saved. Today's the day to take care of these things. Will you come to God before it's too late and allow Him to help us in these areas of our life? Let's pray. Father, as we come to you again, Lord, I'm so thankful to be able to call upon you. I'm so thankful, Lord, that you hear us. And I'm so sorry that I don't hear you like I ought to. And we allow some of these things to hinder our hearing. We get too busy. We just don't listen close enough. Or we have selective hearing. Or we on a different frequency. We're listening to the wrong channel. God, I pray today that you would help us with our hearing disabilities spiritually. God, you've got a lot of counsel. You've got a lot of helps, and you've got a lot of things. And Father, that I pray today that you'd help us as a congregation. And Lord, I'm not singling anybody out unless it would be myself. And Father, that I pray we're all in the same boat together. Lord, to help us to listen to the right voice and hear, get on the right frequency. Father, then we'll take care of, we'll listen to you. We'll listen to the source. We'll go on the other end of the house. We'll go to the text. We'll allow you to minister to us. Lord, we'll rise up early and seek you. Lord, seek you with our whole hearts. And Father, that's when you said we'd find you. God, give us a desire. Lord, give us an anointed hearing that we'll hear. Lord, we lack anointed preaching. We want anointed singing. But Lord, I pray today you'll give us anointed hearing. And we'll hear anointed of God, anointed of the Spirit. And our ears will be anointed of you. God, you'd speak to us. Have your way. Guide our lives and guide in this time of invitation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.